Bert Stedman says the Palin administration was wrong about many of its objections to the federal stimulus program. Sitka's state senator, who also represents Wrangell, Pelican, Ketchikan, and Petersburg, says the funding programs left the state with few long-term commitments.
We did not have much agreement with the administration from the onset with the stimulus. When we reviewed it, we found the initial reviews weren't what we expected. We thought there would be a lot of strings attached, and we were unable to find those.
Stimulus dollars required some new state hires, but Stedman, addressing today's Sitka Chamber of Commerce meeting, says some of those jobs were already on the table.
There would be, dealing with public safety, a requirement to hire 6 new troopers for domestic violence and sexual assault, and the testimony from the Commissioner of Public Safety is he's going to hire them anyway, because that's where the need is in Anchorage and Fairbanks and out west. And they're looking forward over the next couple of years of expanding their employee base to deal with those issues.
He also says Palin should accept energy funds she says she'll reject. While Stedman supports using stimulus money, he says parts of the overall program were short-sighted. He believes it could have been better designed to create more long-term economic benefits.
The stimulus money was rather disappointing to me in aggregate. There was very little, about $280 million, coming into airports and DOT out of a little under $1 billion. When you put it in the context of what we deal with, it's a pretty small amount. So although that it's an economic stimulus, in my opinion, if they would have put a lot more into bridges and roads and infrastructure, railroads, for instance, we would have jobs generated far past the time when the funds are spent.
Stedman runs a financial management firm and oversees development of the state Senate's capital budget. He says he was unhappy about the small amount of state funds available for local projects this year. He says he worked to pay for a number of Sitka priorities, such as the Swan Lake improvements, with cruise ship head tax funds. He says that was about the only extra money available. Stedman pledged to keep pushing to expand Sitka's hydropower generation capacity. He says that should include Tekuts Lake on the east side of Baranoff Island. The project, estimated to cost somewhere around $300 million, could double Sitka's hydroelectric supply, but Stedman says it could also play a central role in a regional energy grid.
We need to run the line not only to the community, but we need to run the line to Cake, which is another little connection we're working on. And also we're looking at bringing it to Greens Creek to feed Juneau from the north. So if we can feed Juneau from the north and we could export our power down into through Cake down to Petersburg Wrangell, we also have the potential of going up the Bradfield Canal into a much larger grid in Canada to keep our dams loaded.
Stedman and Haynes Representative Bill Thomas have proposed bills setting up a Southeast Energy Project savings account. They say it could be funded at the same time Rail Belt lawmakers push to pay for a gas line in their region of the state.